The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better, with you. My life, it's better, with you. This is true, it's better, with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your, the sweet one, Griffin McElroy.
Oh, yeah, so I remember this guy. So right there, Justin had done a kind of different, like me, and I was feeling a little different. I just had a sip of coffee, and I was looking at Griffin in his tank top. I remember that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'll bite.
Explain it.
So we do a lot of episodes, and yeah. I was thinking about, we've done over 600 at this point, and like, I'm worried now that someone will ask us to like go back and do commentary on them, and like, I don't remember it at all. Like, I couldn't tell you what we talked about last week, so I figured it would be more efficient.
Yeah, Travis's
just
intros usually like require you to stick with it pretty hard, and they're not always great. They're not always great. And sometimes he tells us, like, oh, I've got the intro, and you get really worried. But this one I remember thinking was, like, pretty fucking funny. Like, I was busting up inside.
Inside.
Justin started laughing for no reason whatsoever.
Sorry, Griffin, you're cracking me up talking about, and then this other thing happened with my kids. Sorry, you're cracking me up. I can talk over myself. It's fine.
I could tell
this,
Justin was having a really good time
with
it.
Seems like a pretty good way to send people's
Justin
brains
was
straight to
really
hell, right?
Because
I'm barely.
Now, what did
I
you think, Travis? What did you think of Justin when he kind of like, you could tell he didn't actually understand what the bit was?
Yeah, I could tell that.
And then there was complete silence for like 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I remember during this commentary that Griffin and I were talking about Justin not understanding the bit.
Yeah.
And like, it just was clear that Justin was
important. Travis's commentary about our commentary.
He started talking like a grandpa. Do you remember when he started talking like a grandpa?
I don't remember
further
that. When did that happen?
He did not understand the bit because he started being like an old man.
I'm in the future doing commentary on it. I can't get it.
He was really overcomplicating it.
He was trying really hard. And that's why we love Justin, is because he tries his
tries so hard. He has a good heart.
He has a great heart and a wonderful beard.
Yeah. He quit the show right after this, if I remember correctly.
That's it, guys. I'm quitting the show.
Yeah, I knew
yep,
it.
There it
yeah.
was, Travis.
I'm
you
out.
Got it. You got it
this
right
is
there.
Fucking stupid. You guys aren't even talking. We just been sitting in silence. Just me. Solo Mish.
And it turned out he was really mad because his Beanie Baby collection wasn't worth what he thought it was. And like, it was really eating at him. But then luckily the market for Beanie Babies, if I remember, a couple days later, really took off.
Yeah, getting all my babies together. Keeping them clean, keeping them fresh, keeping them deodorized. That's a full-time job. I got cats that love to hump Beanie Babies, and I just simply do not have the
when
time or bandwidth.
When he got into making
bandwidth.
Sort of like cat slash Beanie Baby pornography,
yeah.
And he talked about it on the show a lot.
Acted like it wasn't his choice.
First generation Duchess Bear, which is, as you know, a limited edition for when Princess Diana died, and this is the Beanie Baby about it. They're extremely valuable.
He really spiraled after this point because anytime he thinks about Princess Diana, he just
well,
starts
the conspiracy
to get, like,
theory talk for me.
Yeah.
That's when it gets weird.
Yeah, and this is when he outlined the conspiracy theory about Princess Diana. He outlined it in great detail
And Seth Rogen was a part of it.
Okay, don't talk over him talking about the conspiracy.
It wasn't a tunnel. This is what everybody misses. It wasn't a tunnel. It was a cave. And it's like, why is there a cave there? Okay. Thanks, Rince Priebus. Thanks for building a cave there, Rince Priebus. Oh, yeah, Priebus is in it all the way to the top.
all the way to the top.
I did believe the bit about Priebus.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's a convincing name. Definitely not just a joke name that Justin pulled
from his brain. I really miss the days where we could talk a lot about Reince Priebus.
Yeah.
Is that his first name? Is that his first name? You keep saying
Justin's
a name.
I'm not entirely sure, and he just kind of takes a run at it every time.
It sounds like somebody's, like the
parent of a toddler would say during bath time, like, hey, rinse your Priebus.
And I remember Griffin said this thing about rinsing your Priebus, and it really cracked me up really good.
You can rinse your own Priebus. You're old enough now. No one's going to rinse your Priebus for you once you get to kindergarten.
Hey, leave your Priebus alone while you're at school, right? We got to be gentle with our Priebuses.
Well, that's just great. I guess we don't have much of a podcast today because it's just me flying solo, unless my brothers would please just help me out a little bit. A few jokes, one or two jokes. That's it.
Sorry, Justin, I'll jump back in. Sorry, I was just so distracted looking at the news today.
Uh-oh.
No, just in general. It's just mostly local stuff. Back to school.
Yeah, school supplies and gas prices have changed. That's Should we do questions?
True. Yes. I remember that we have a list of them here, and I would be happy. Whoa. I got it. Guys, I just went to look at the email list, and I want to tell you, I got a very real email from Dick's Sporting, and there's an ellipses, goods. Dick's Sporting Goods? And
then
it said the subject is "You've been chosen," and that feels so good.
Hey, we know you've been putting in the sweat equity on the courts. You're in.
Yeah, you know
your name came up for a Yeti Hopper M20 cooler custom gift.
Fuck yes!
Whoa! It says it's the newest model yet.
Whoa!
Hurry up! The number of prizes to be won is limited. Confirm now.
Do we need to delay this recording?
I can join their loyalty program for free?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Yeah, no,
this is you being an idiot to not do this.
Oh, my God. At the bottom, it says, if you no longer wish to receive these emails, you may unsubscribe by clicking here or writing to, and then there's an address in Las Vegas. Can you imagine a world where we're like, I'm tired of these spam emails. Someone get my pen and stamps and an envelope and paper.
Fetch me my quill.
I tell these people exactly what I think of them.
Dearest Dick's Sporting Goods, I have appreciated your info for the last several years, but now I find it tedious. And so I must unsubscribe. Sincerely, Justin McElroy, Esquire. P.S. I would like that Tumblr, please.
Mm-hmm. I get this spam email every week, guys. Huh. I search for Yeti, and there's 30 emails about a fake Dick's Sporting Goods telling me about this Yeti cooler that I've got to come
They want you to get this cooler.
You've been chosen, Justin.
I've been chosen.
They can't just pick someone else.
Would you guys say this is our best episode of My Brother, and Me yet, or just top 10?
I would say it's probably, I would say it's like number 6 for me.
I was actually thinking before we started, like, what if this is the best one ever?
Oh, wow.
Still time.
Okay.
My mother-in-law has repeatedly and seriously expressed interest in buying my car when I'm ready to buy a new one, which I'd typically be more than happy to do. The problem is, a long-forgotten lunchbox in my trunk has created a bit of a stink problem. They have stink in quotes. Like, I bet it's just a stink problem.
Yeah.
I've removed the lunchbox, but a light funk lingers, and I'm not confident in my ability to unstink this thing.
No. Yeah.
How do I convince my mother-in-law she really doesn't want my otherwise great car without having to explain to her the embarrassing reason why? It's from what that smell in Wisconsin. This is what I'm talking about.
And this is one of those things that I feel like, and I don't watch the television program, but I've just kind of like absorbed through osmosis that there has been somebody on Shark Tank who's been like, my special car distinctifying gel, you rub it in. And then like four of the people are like, I'm out. It's bad business. But then usually Mark Cuban's like, I
got a stinky trunk. I love it.
I know these guys have never driven a car for a day in there. They've never had to commute with their lunchbox in the back. I know the struggles of the real humans, of which I am one, Mark Cuban. And so this gel exists somewhere and you can apply it to the fabric and it will make the smell go away. I can't tell you where it is,
yeah.
But I can tell you that your search for it would not be in vain.
Yeah.
No.
Now, I have to say, and if there's one thing you take away from 624 episodes of My Brother, and Me, and we've talked about this so many times, this is why you don't put your lunchbox in the trunk, right? We talk about this at least once a week. You got to keep your lunchbox at best. I strap it in, buckle it in the passenger seat. Now, if someone's taking out the passenger seat, then it's going to go on the center console, or I strap it into one of the kids' car seats. This is the number one stink problem-causing issue in America today. Don't put your lunchbox in the trunk. There it is.
I didn't get to say, we moved so fast past Mark Cuban, I didn't get to say my great thing about Mark Cuban.
Oh, please do.
Do you know Mark Cuban's first job was? He sold trash bags, door to door. That's nothing, Mark. That's what he says his first job was, selling trash bags door to door. That's made up.
That's not a real job.
Well, like,
a 4-year-old Mark Cuban bangs on your door. He's like, hey, you need trash bags? I'm your guy.
Are they? And this isn't a question I think anyone should have to ask a door-to-door salesman, but I think I would. Like, they're new, right? Like, they haven't been used, right? These aren't like,
hey, they're trash bags. They're convenient. They're here. What does it matter?
Mark, I don't know
Christ
about this.
Alive. Okay, I did just Google Shark Tank car stink. I Googled Shark Tank car stink. There was.
Oh,
there
it's the FBI is at Griffin's door. They come to reclaim his computer.
There was a product called Pure Air with a Y that was on season 2, episode 203, that was listed as it can make the car stink go away, but it was also the world's only safe and natural product on the market. And the gentleman who was pitching the product.
Wait, end of sentence? It's the world's only safe and natural product.
The only world's
on the
safe air freshener on the market. Okay. And he demonstrated this by spraying it in his mouth. You have debased yourself. He left without an investment, unsurprisingly.
Yeah.
No clown man can walk in front of those hungry beasts and be like, this is my stink go away spray. I put it in my mouth for the hot dogs make a bad smell. Like, no one's going to give you money for that, sir.
Maybe some baking soda? Put some baking soda?
No.
It works in the refrigerator?
Just get this one's getting air freshener.
Okay. Well, but they point out, in the email, in a PS, they point out, like, even if we did a really good job cleaning it, what if, like, in the heat, you know, you turn on the heat in the winter, boom, there's, like, a lingering smell.
It's been waiting. It's like a sarcophagus. And it just like the seal cracks and all the mummy stink comes out.
Could you like sell it to her and say like, oh, fair warning, someone left their lunchbox in there at some point and it went bad. I wouldn't do that. I'm a responsible adult, of course, but someone.
Somebody.
You could also.
I blame my kids. Yeah, you could just blame my kids.
Yeah.
Justin's kids were in there. I left a bunch of fucking nuggets all over.
Justin's kids were in your trunk. They were playing a hiding game.
Like on that one episode of Bucky Brewster.
You could also just knock like $100 off the price.
I don't you use, know? Hey, mom-in-law, I don't usually do this. You seem like a real nice lady, and there's a real stinky trunk. So I'm going
to
check.
This trunk smells like absolute nuggets. You are going to need to deal with this, and let me facilitate that.
Now, do you need the coating on the undercarriage? Because that's going to raise that price right back up.
Oh. You put your key in your trunk, snap it clean off.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
One thing you got to know about this car. This is a problem. You can't open the trunk.
The trunk is for ballast only, purely decorative.
This is a fuck me. I'm watching a video of this man spraying in his mouth. It's like, it makes me bummed out.
You think that would be a selling point, but if someone did that in front of me with a cleaning product, I'd be like, so it doesn't work. Just say like,
so it's not real.
It doesn't work. This is water.
Hey, to continue the must as seen on TV trend, you could just get some Flex Seal spray and spray it all over the trunk.
Yeah.
And then it'll trap the stink particles.
I love that. Like lamination. You're just
laminate the inside of the car. Yeah. Okay, so I have a wizard for us.
Okay, great.
His name is
Were you about to say Squidward?
Malphobians.
Oh, I know him. I went to college with him.
The Wizard of the Cloud referred me to
him. He ate pennies on dares. It was the weirdest thing.
That's where he got his powers.
Yeah. And then one day, he had a really bad bathroom, and he had to make a change.
Yeah. So Deli sent this one.
Because he ate pennies.
This one really... Change. Yeah. This one really affected me at like a deep and nostalgic level. I'm really excited to take us back. This is how to relive the 2010s.
Oh, thank God.
The 2010s were known for a lot of important events. The rise of social media, Brexit, heated politics, LGBTQ plus activism, and unique fashion defined the years from 2010 to 2019. And that's those 10 years are where we contained and sort of like fulfilled all of those different topics.
Yeah. Right.
Because I think
all
we can all
started and are wrapped up.
And
now.
Solved.
All solved. Better. Fixed them. So this article will show you a couple ways to relive the 2010s.
You just described, besides the LGBTQ plus activism, which, nice, there wasn't a lot of great stuff in there. Why would I want to relive the 2010s?
Like the early 2010s were kind of fun, right? Like 2010, 2011, like we were having some fun with it.
Yeah, and you know what will be a good indicator of this? I'm going to look up, like, the top grossing movie from 10, 11, and 12.
Well, honey, we'll get to that in this article.
Oh,
so why don't
you
not do that and ride with me? Why don't you just ride with me? You're grabbing the steering wheel right now, and you're trying to jerk it away from the wizard's hands. And when you do that, he puts a bug spell.
Well, but
you.
The wizard's doing that thing where he pretends to close his eyes, and he's like, I don't know, and I'm freaking out. I don't like it.
But he doesn't need his eyes to see, Travis. He's a wizard. He's going to do a bug spell on you. You're going to turn into a big bug.
Oh, like metamorphosis?
Like, yeah, exactly like him. So dressing like someone from the 2010s. Wear a combination of athletic and formal clothing. In the late 20th century, people began wearing leisure clothing like t-shirts, jeans, and shorts.
This is not the late...
That kicked off? You know what? It's weird. It feels like we've had shorts much longer, doesn't it?
Yeah. In the 2010s, people did this too.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Wow.
2010s fashion is a bit different from 2000s fashion because it is called athleisure. It is a combination of leisure clothing and fancy accessories.
That's where we get the name.
That's where we got it. Hey, how about wear festival fashion? Festival fashion was revived in the 2010s when people like Vanessa Hudgens wore flower crowns and boho-inspired clothing. Wear accessories that hippies wore in the 1960s.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
all
Lord.
Right. I think we can do all these. Get some hoop earrings and just... Head to the Coachella in your mind. Wear millennial pink. Millennial pink was a trend starting from 2016 when celebrities wore varying shades of muted pink. The pink ranged from salmon pink to rose quartz and other shades of pink.
People weren't wearing pink before 2016? I didn't know that.
Nope, forget Lady Bird Johnson. No, it started in 2016.
Also, speaking of Lady Bird Johnson, put on large sneakers. Large, chunky sneakers made by brands such as Balenciaga were a trend in the 2010s. Ooh.
Not now. Now.
Not now or before. Reading this is just making me realize the 2010s, people were like, it's so shitty out there right now. Can we just wear and act and be and live like it is other time periods all kind of at this
mooshed
nexus
together?
Moosh it. I want my Balenciaga festival fashion like Vanessa wears. Wear skinny jeans. Okay. Viewing media from the 2010s. And this is what really fucking takes me back. Listen to songs from the early 2010s. The early 2010s were the start of modern pop songs.
What?
The start of modern pop songs was the early 2010s. Pop, hip-hop, and dance songs were the most popular in the 2010s. If you were a teen or young adult in the years 2010 to 2014, you probably listened to these trendy songs. Plenty of these songs were popular with teens in the 2010s. Many 2010 songs were about empowerment and courage.
Get to the damn songs! You said the same sentence 8 times!
Just the Way You Are, Bruno Mars.
So empowering.
July 2010, Teenage Dream, Katy Perry, July 2010, Rolling in the Deep, Adele. Hey, 2010 was a pretty good year musically.
I don't know, Teenage Dream creeps me out.
2011, we got Born This Way, we got Super Bass.
Oh.
That song is Super
Bass. Started.
Super Bass, an 11-year-old song, Gangnam Style, we've been doing for, as of last month, one decade.
Yeah, that song rules.
Roar, By Katy Perry, Wrecking Ball, Happy, but, all hey, dropped in 2013.
Here's what's wild. Can I tell you something? Two of those, Roar and Wrecking Ball, constitute, I would say, two of BB's top five favorite songs on earth.
She is an old soul.
I went, Sydney was in Africa when Gangnam Style happened. And so I got this great delight of like,
oh, wow.
She comes off the plane and she goes to hug me. And I'm like, wait, no. And I just hold up my phone in front of her like, watch this. This is everywhere. Yeah. We're all obsessed.
And then, next step, listen to songs from the late 2010s. And folks, these are going to take you right back.
To 3 years ago.
I'm talking about Baby Shark by Pink.
Oh.
Ever heard of a golden oldie called Despacito?
Oh, okay.
Do you know that one? Do you know Bad Guy by Billie Eilish?
I'm going to have to dust off these albums.
And at this point, I'm too afraid to tell people.
You don't know
that.
Despacito?
No, I just heard Bad Guy for the first time in the Sam Rockwell animated picture Bad Guys. I heard
great
this song.
Flick, by the way. A lot of fun, that flick. I had a great time.
That was the place I heard the song Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. Haven't really searched it out before then, and then I heard it. And I was like, "It's pretty good. I get it."
Hey, let's talk about some nostalgic 2010s kids cartoons. If you're a member of Generation Z, which I
am I?
People born
I'm
from,
not,
people,
right?
People born from 1997 to 2012. So I'm like a rising Gen Z.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, so close.
You're on that
10-year
bubble?
I'm on the bubble of it. Specifically younger Gen Z members, 2006 to 2012. Okay, that is significantly younger than I am. You can watch these childhood cartoons to experience your 2010s childhood again. Now, hold on a second. I have Umbridge with the very first one on here. It's Arthur.
What?
I claim Arthur.
Arthur's been running for 73 years.
So old, yeah.
Arthur's been running from 1996 until still now. God, Arthur, they are squeezing so much. They have wrung that sweet anteater family dry, huh?
That episode where they wrung them dry is one of my favorites, actually. It really hits.
So we got Adventure Time, Jake and the Neverland Pirates, Amazing World of Gumball, Wild Kratts, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe, a lot of really like retro shit is on here. Wee Bear Bears, The Loud House, The Magic School Bus Rides Again.
Really old school, man.
And then like we can go back with some 2010s kids movies like, you know, Frozen or Moana or Coco or Toy Story 4, which is 3 years old. And really hop in the time whip, and let's go watch Toy Story 4 and remember a simpler time.
Toy Story 4 was like the fourth movie I took BB to see in theaters. Not the best way to introduce a child to the Toy Story franchise.
There's, not kind of wrapping it up there at the end.
Not that one that's mostly about retirement.
I got a fun game that I bet you Justin is going to absolutely crush, because the next one is take out your 2010s toys. I'm going to read a few of them, but I'm going to add a fake one in there. And we'll see if you can pick out which one is the which one's the fake one. Juju Pets. Zoobles. Don't laugh. Because this is someone's childhood. Juju Pets. Zoobles. Squinkies. Scramblers. Shopkins. Hatchimals. Squishmallows.
I only know the last three are real. I have no idea about the first
one. I don't know
part.
The other ones. The last three I knew, but I don't know the other ones.
Juju Pets, Zoobles, Squinkies, Scramblers.
I think Squinkies is fake.
I would say Scramblers is fake, if we're guessing.
Scramblers is fake. Well done, Justin.
Fuck,
I knew
man.
Of everyone.
Squinkies?
Hop in the. Man, really hang up the trappings of modern life as you play video games from the 2010s.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking about Destiny, I'm talking about Fortnite. I'm talking about The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Talk about Minecraft. Back in my day, I played Minecraft this morning with my son. And use 2010s video game consoles when you do it. Of course, I'm talking about PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch. You got to emulate it on your computers. This is I'm going to end the media part of this now, but I am going to jump to use 2010 slang.
Hell yeah.
Each decade has its special phrases and slang. The 2010s was no different. And this will be, I think, for a lot of us, a sort of Oscars ceremony in memoriam as we realize that we need to raise these terms up into the rafters where they will stay to bring us great shame for the rest of our days. Humble Brag is one of them. And On Fire, Amazing or Awesome.
That's like sure. NBA Jam. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
You have that one.
I'm fine with that one going away. Although I will say, if it sticks around long enough, it's going to become a crosswords answer, and I think that would be really useful because that double
would
E.
Be, yeah,
I do get a kick out of my kid using it in commonplace ways.
It's good.
Ways.
Like, yes,
she asked me to give her a towel, and I threw one to her, and it landed on the floor, and she said, "Christ, you just yeeted it right over."
Yeah, I've heard Henry use it, and ironically, I love when Henry does it.
Henry uses it.
Henry will like pick up a toy and say, "Like, I'm gonna yeet this over there." I love it.
And then there's 2010s trends, which I mean, what's wild is that Harlem Shake is on here, which does feel like it is about 60 years old, but then also flossing. And it's like,
eternal.
I feel like people are still learning how to floss. So like, I'm not ready to.
I feel like some of
everyone knows how to do it. It's not fair to like retire it.
I feel like some of these are like when someone says, it's like somebody said, did you know we're actually closer to the time when people started doing the Harlem Shake than we are to the birth of Cleopatra? And you're like, what? No way.
Whoa. No way. But then you look it up and it's like, it's right.
Wow.
Because she was born in 1971.
Yeah. A different Cleopatra.
Listen, things are, it's a complicated time for us. And I like to go back to when things were streamlined, simple, black and white. You knew when you woke up in the morning exactly what you were in for for the day.
In 2010, I was 25 years old, and now I'm 38. And it's worse. It's worse now. You know, like if I could go back in time to 2010 to be 25, I would do it, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorite trends was waking up in the morning and being able to get out of bed within like a minute.
Yeah, right. Up. I remember when it wasn't. Like I'd hit 2 o'clock and I didn't have to diagnose everything I'd done for the first like 8 hours of the day to see if that's why I felt like shit. You know what I mean? I remember
that. Go to the laundry list of trend. Like body experiences you had to see what ruined you.
Was it because I had cereal instead of like real food? Like what's wrong with me? Was it too much coffee? Not enough coffee? Why do I feel like shit?
Another question or break? Where are we at?
Let's
how are we doing?
Let's go on break. Let's take a quick break.
We've worked so hard.
We've earned it.
Hey, Justin.
Blah, 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 blah.
What are you talking about? I don't understand you.
Blah, 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 blah,
you know,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Thousands of years ago, humans built a tower.
Too tall.
Too tall.
Yeah.
God didn't
did
like
it. Too tall.
God didn't like it. But now, guess what?
We popped up through the clouds on our very tall tower, and God was like, what are you guys doing?
Whoa,
like,
Jack, get off that beanstalk. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
This is actually what happened.
Okay, guys, go on.
Listen, we all built a big tower.
Sure.
God was like, don't do that.
Don't do that, guys.
That's too tall. I'm up here. I can, like, you're getting into my personal space. Please don't build the tower. You know what? I don't want y'all to ever work together again. I'm going to tell everybody to speak different languages. And now you can't communicate. Everybody go away.
Makes complete sense.
Babbel is an app and software platform and service that stands in defiance of the Christian God.
And that was when I knew we would have to do a refund on this.
Babbel, they call it Babbel because it was the Tower of Babbel that God did to the different languages. And now Babbel stands in defiance of the Christian God, giving you these precious gems that our Lord and Savior Jesus keeps from us to keep us fighting.
Is it possible, Justin, that God got frustrated with the big tall tower and he was like, I'll speak different language. And then like a couple years later, he was like, I regret that. I was angry. I hadn't had my
Babbel
coffee.
Babbel stands in defiance of the Christian God by teaching you the language that you need. In just 10 minutes, you can complete a lesson and thwart the omnipotent being's designs.
Yeah.
And you can start having real life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps for AI use their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 150 language experts who have damned themselves to eternal hell.
Other language apps fear God, but not Babbel.
Other language apps fear God. Babbel stands in defiance.
Babbel laughs in the face of eternal damnation.
Why do some people skip ads? Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/mybrother. That's babbel.com/mybrother for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Hey, listen, this is the new bar, okay? 2022, I'm sorry, advertisers, we're getting weirder. And you can start backing down. You can call our bluff if you want to. But I'm going to get aggressively weird in this year.
I'm going to go further and say the new bar is we're only going to accept advertising from companies that spit in the eye of God. Like, unless you act in defiance, and it doesn't have to be a Christian God. Whatever you want to do, as long as it challenges some kind of all-powerful being.
No, Christian God is the Tower of Babel stunt. Okay. Other gods may be fine with it. I don't know.
No one knows.
Maybe there were other gods who were like, man, cool tower, dudes. Guys, hey, I love that dudes. Tower. And here comes God like an angry five-year-old knocking over my blocks.
Now you say hola, and you say hello. Oh, dang. Thanks, God, for nothing. Anyway. What else we got going on? Somebody else do this next one. Get like raunchy.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I want to talk about Stitch Fix. You know how God said like you all have to be naked now.
No. You need your own thing.
Well, God said you had to be naked.
Yours is good actually. Yeah. Go ahead.
We all ate the apple, and God was like, "Well, now nudity's bad, and you fear nudity, and you're aware of how nude you are." And Stitch Fix said, "Fuck that. Here's some cool clothes, my dudes." And so now we can put on clothes in defiance of God, not be afraid of our nudity anymore, and afraid to be proud. Proud of the clothes that we cover our human forms with. Take that, God. So whatever your style, now more than ever, it's time to rock it. First, take a few minutes to set up your Stitch Fix style profile. Answer a few questions. Smile at your defiance. And what you don't want to wear, they won't give you. It's great.
Can I tell you what I like about Stitch Fix? Sure. I just did this today.
Yeah.
Is Stitch Fix has introduced me into like brands of clothing that look good on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And so I still do the Stitch Fix, but when I need to like re-up my t-shirt collection, then I have this like catalog of clothing brands that I know that I like and look good in. That's a valuable service they provide.
Most of my clothes are Stitch Fix.
Yeah, like 100%
at this point. Come on.
So check it out. Stitch Fix will send you 5 pieces to try on at home. You keep what you love. You send back what you don't. Shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. Sign up today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, all one word, to get $20 off your first purchase. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother to get $20 off your first purchase. This is a limited time offer. Purchase within 2 days of sign up.
It could happen to you. You're all grown up now. A professional adult with diverse interests and hobbies. And one of those hobbies is video games.
You just can't help it. They're so good now.
If that's you, we're here to tell you, you are completely normal.
I'm Maddie Myers.
I'm Jason Schreier.
And I'm Kirk Hamilton. And together we form Triple Click, a podcast about video games.
If you think you might be a person who likes video games, we hope you'll give Triple Click a listen.
Triple Click, new episodes every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Steven Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So, yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on Maximum Fun.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
My roommate went to cut off a slice of their baguette as a snack and found out their baguette had gone stale.
Oh, man, the
After
worst.
After wielding it like a sword for a hot second, you must. The next thing they wanted to do was see what happened if they threw the baguette against a tree in our backyard.
Yeah.
To see if it would explode or make a cool noise or something. Look at it. They went outside and successfully threw the baguette against a tree, but unfortunately bounced off the tree, over our fence, and into the neighbor's yard.
I'm really glad that you included successfully in there, because my assumption would have been you missed the tree. But I like that you were like, listen, They hit the tree. That's
no
not
a question.
And the noise was amazing.
Brothers, do we have to go retrieve this baguette? And if so, how do we do this without ruining our relationship with our neighbor? For context, he's a very scary old man who already doesn't like us very much, and we're worried he might have seen the baguette toss. That's from Breaking Bread and Entering in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, wait, we have another question. Can I read the next question?
Yeah.
Because it says, Dear brothers, I am an old man, and a lot of people think that I have a scary demeanor. But really, the way I react to people is based entirely off of their actions towards me and my property. Anyway, our neighbors...
For example, if someone were to say, throws a baguette in my backyard...
My sick wife woke up to the sound of a loud thunk, and she got scared.
She's been dealing with a severe bout of gluten intolerance. So anyway, you can imagine my frustration.
My neighbors, who are bad people because of the food issues that they bring to the world, they did throw a bread at a tree. And I don't know.
And listen, it hit the tree successfully. Don't get it twisted.
And the sound, and I will say
the
this.
The sound
was wonderful.
Okay. You guys think of more jokes. I'm going to take everybody to the dad zone for a second because I've been a dad the longest. Don't do this with a baguette. A stale baguette, that's beautiful. I like more things made from stale bread than I do things made from fresh bread. Here's what you should do next time. Cut it into cubes, melt some butter, mix it up with some seasoning salt, some different spices. You toast that. Oh, that's a crouton, baby. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know what? Maybe on top of a nice French onion soup.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, really good. Breadcrumbs? Have you heard of these things? They go on lots of great stuff. Breadcrumbs, grind it up.
This is
breadcrumbs, grind it up.
Don't waste stale bread. There's lots of great stuff to do with stale bread.
Okay, now back to
French toast. Oh, French toast made with stale bread is the best.
Have I ever told you guys about the best French toast on earth? You use panettone, the Christmas cake.
Oh my god, that's good.
Oh fuck yeah, it's amazing.
God, that's good. That says holiday to me
it's
there.
So good, dude.
Yeah, that's taking me to brunch with my family. And who's that? All my favorite celebrities. They're there too.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful brunch.
Michael Keaton? Yeah, I made this for you. Whoa! Now, here's the thing I'm not always the best at reading these, and so you guys tell me if I'm reading the situation wrong. But I look at this as either this old neighbor saw the bread throw and knows you're responsible for it, right?
Uh-huh.
Or they don't. And if they already know you're responsible for it, what are you going to do? Go over and say, hey, we need our old bread back, right? Like, and if they don't, if they don't know you're responsible for it, why out yourself?
I don't know that your neighbor is going to need the fucking CSI ballistics team to come out and track the origin
of this
baguette.
There's one dumb shit that lives next to me. I have a baguette in my backyard. They solved the crime.
No. I would say between those two things, there are wavy equal signs of like, I'm pretty sure, right? But the difference between the wavy equal sign and the solid equal sign, my friend. I'm pretty sure that baguette came over from there versus, hey, my actions resulted in that baguette coming over there, no question.
Guys, what? I have a great idea. This is really, actually really good. Get three baguettes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And put them in your backyard. And then go over and knock on your neighbor's door. And then just be like, you see this? What is happening?
What's
this
going on?
Did they get you too? It's a bonding thing now.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you're like, who's doing? Oh, they got you too. I'm sorry. What has happened to this neighborhood where kids are just throwing baguettes into people's yards?
Now, Justin, I thought you were going to say get
this
three.
This is how we get ants. And the if you talk about getting ants.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to get old people
best
fired.
Hate those little guys.
Get three other baguettes. Like Justin said, carry them with you over there and say, hey, juggling accident. I need that back. Right? And he's like, what? And like, I'm practicing juggling baguettes for my new act.
And then your neighbor's going to be like, I like that.
Yeah.
That's I like good. That.
Thanks
and
for
you.
Doing that near my home.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, if there's one thing your elderly neighbor's going to understand is the need to practice to get better at something, right? He's been around the block. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
And the best part of this is if he's like, oh, show me the juggling, you can say, well, clearly I'm not very good at it yet. I'm not ready. If one of the baguettes made it all the way over here, oh, my man, I still have work to do.
You could also just get one baguette if you're on a budget and then lay down on the sidewalk in front of his house and put the baguette like near your head and then pretend to be unconscious. And then when the neighbor comes out and finds you, nurses you back to health, and you'd be like, oh, bread boy got me.
Yeah, then you're like, I think the paper boy has turned a corner. I don't know what he's doing anymore. I don't know what his whole deal is. He used to deliver papers.
Now it's mostly bread. Do you have a munch squad, Justin? Because there's something... Yeah, okay.
What? No, what were you going to say?
There's just... I saw something in our tip in the tip line that felt very munch squad worthy, and I didn't know if you were going to bring it
on the tip line. We have a tip line?
We have an email
address? Yeah, on the hotline. On the hot... The Bim Bam Bam munch squad hotline. On the newswire.
You know.
The munch squad AP newswire.
Coming across the newswire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will go ahead and I will mention this briefly. This is not a munch squad. I'm experiencing this as you are.
This is just coming, folks. This is just coming to our desk. I've just been handed this.
Sorry, this has just come in. Oh no, you guys can see I'm just holding up a picture of a flower my kid drew. Okay,
wait, which one drew that? That's really good.
Yeah, show me. That's a really good picture. Wow,
that's top notch detail. Who drew that? Was that Cooper or Charlie?
Yeah, it's Charlie.
Yeah,
flower style.
It's a flower style.
This is what like we got? Her flower style.
I love it. Likes to draw it's flowers. Like a iris.
I anyway. Was recording audio for Cartoon Name Redacted, and she sat across from me and did some art while I... This doesn't matter. Tony the Tiger is going to be a VTuber.
What?
No one says that. Do people say that?
Yeah.
VTuber?
People still say that. Yeah. It's sorry, Grandpa. It's pronounced VTuber.
VTuber.
Mm-hmm. VTuber.
Is that a vampire YouTuber?
Yes.
Right. Kellogg's mascot Tony the Tiger will become an interactive virtual YouTuber or VTuber. The first show will air on Friday, August 19th from 5 to 7 ET as Tony the Tiger takes on well-known streamers and competes on Twitch. He's going up against... These names mean nothing to me.
No,
and they're playing,
they're
and
real.
It says they're going to be playing a popular battle royale game. So I guess that Biz Dev deal hasn't closed yet.
Not quite. They are bringing it down to the wire. I am going to watch this tiger be like, I'm Goku now. Suck my Dragon Balls.
I hope Tony the Tiger kicks their asses, right? Like, there's nothing better to me than this idea of like, well, originally this was supposed to be like a one-off thing, but... Then we couldn't stop because Tony was undefeated. Tony the Tiger just won like $1.2 million in a video game championship. We don't know what to do. He's not real.
He doesn't work for Frosted Flakes anymore.
Yeah, the box is empty. It just says Flakes.
Yeah.
It's a plain blue box that says Flakes on it.
He took the frosting with him when he left. He owned the frost. We didn't even know his contract is so old. He owned the frosting.
No one knew.
This innovative
concept. He made the frosting himself. He exuded it from his pores.
This innovative concept taps into the growing popularity of VTubing on Twitch, where we saw VTubing content increase 467% year over year last year, explained Adam Harris, the global head of Twitch's brand partnership studio. Together with Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, we're producing a made-for-the-Twitch community live experience that introduces a beloved character to well-known Twitch streamers, fosters a healthy dose of competition, and encourages viewers to interact with Tony the Tiger in real-time chat. And he doesn't say this, but I'm going to assume it's just implied, inviting some various corners of the internet to come and get so horny.
I was about to say. Main,
that you will not believe it.
The mod team must be extensive.
How refreshing it will be for the internet to see a virtual Tony the Tiger where he does not have just the biggest hog just out.
You assume.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't. I've not looked at much erotic Tony the Tiger art.
No, I meant you assume that during this Frosted Flakes sponsored stream, Tony the Tiger wouldn't have his hog out.
Oh, yeah. Fair. Yeah.
Now,
yeah, well, it is virtual, right? So someone would have to go deep into the option, some deep hot bars on Blender to really whip up this tiger hog.
Now, I also want to say the reason I love this so much is to talk about the 2010s. For a long time there,
Tony's whole deal was like, get out there and play some sports. Let's do soccer and basketball. You're great. We are the Mighty Mighty Tigers. And now he's like, this chair is pretty comfortable. I'm just going to stay here and enjoy some Baja Blast for a while.
I at the behest of this Mabimian listener that sent this question in, they did that. I ducked into Tumblr just to see how it's going over there. And there's a lot of like, it's my time to shine. Yes. Yes. We have to tell the furries. Yes. Post entire pages of Tony X Grinch fanfic in the chat.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes. Yes. We need to bring that. You can give me a yogurt enema anytime, Tony energy.
Whoa.
Yeah, gosh. You can frost my flake, Tony. Thank you.
There's yogurt enema is like a Victorian era cure for wanting to masturbate, in case anyone's wondering. Yeah, we just talked about it on Schmanners this week.
Duh, everyone knows that.
Do they?
There's so much of the internet, and I like that. There's so much of it.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you could want, it's always there. And I'm grateful for this.
Tony,
where the fuck this is a question about the picture. Where the fuck are his ears? Tiger ears are big. Those headphones would not cover them.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
You know what? I think I can hold on. I think I can add a image if y'all would like to see.
Yes, please.
Are you going to drop the? It's important for me to know which channel you're going to put this in.
Yeah, because live, left, love.
I don't want it to be our public company chat.
No, because that I'm going to put it into this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
that's just, okay. When you said you were about to drop a pic, you told us that you were on the deep web and that you found a Tony the Tiger picture.
This is just
okay.
A picture of the thing.
I just want to say, man, it's a good setup, Tony. It's a good streamer setup.
His PC really is, I don't know if you guys noticed this, his PC is milk cooled.
That's so cool.
That's fucking cool.
Now, I will say, not a great microphone, Tony. You could do better.
Yeah, do better, Tony. You got a lot of money. I want a munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. Profiling the latest and greatest of brain eating. I know we've been doing it for a little while, but
this feels like munch fraud.
No, I didn't do the intro, so it was irritating me. I wanted to go very quickly about this KFC Thailand is introducing a modernist Mother's Day gift idea, the KFC Chicken Pop Garland, celebrating National Mother's Day with a twist.
No.
Cool.
All right, y'all. Normally I would build to the picture of it, but I'm just going to I'm just gonna show you the picture, okay? Here we go. Okay, so this is the KFC Pop Garland.
Huh.
I like this. Just for the record, I want to go on record and say before I know anything else about it that I do like it.
What is it?
KFC Thailand is helping you celebrate like never before, introducing our Mother's Day gift idea, KFC Chicken Pop Garland. The Colonel's crispy, edible blooms were crafted in partnership with HeartMade, one of the most coveted floral studios. This unique creation combines the assortment of mom's beloved items, like her favorite menu, KFC Chicken Pop, flowers, and veggies she cooks for the family.
What?
Everyone can create their own unique, heart-made chicken pop garland for mom.
Well, that's nice. First of all, the customization is nice.
I appreciate it.
I guess I don't know what a garland is.
It's fascinating. I think we're up against I know what a garland is here and how we would use that, but I think we're up against... It's interesting to see the sort of like cultural, like, I want to say ruining cultures that I haven't even gotten a chance to understand what this actually is before KFC has gotten to it and kind of ruined it.
Because to me, picture looks like a tiny wreath or maybe something I would put on
like
a doorknob.
A tiny wreath of chicken, of popcorn chicken.
I mean, a garland can be a wreath.
Now, can I also tell you guys what's fucking with me?
What?
Yeah. How is it held together that I can still eat it, right?
Barbed wire, weirdly. Sharing the aromatic, crispy, juicy fried chicken ensures quality family time. And the scrumptious bites just speak louder than words.
Is it like a candy necklace kind of thing?
That is what it seems.
You'll get to reminisce about the school days when you get to craft your own gift for mom. Most importantly, do not drool over the garland. Just hashtag save chicken pop for mom. Let her enjoy the moment with a scrumptious heart-made treat.
You know what I love about that? That's a hashtag that applies to so many different situations. That's going to catch on outside of this. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to be like the new hashtag blessed.
I'm looking at this, and I do want a ring-shaped fried chicken experience.
It seems like it would be easy to take on the go.
Yeah, you could have one in each hand, like you're fucking in Tron or something. Yeah.
Like a bracelet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, wear several like a bracelet.
The garland, their garland tutorial and giveaway activity are on Facebook and TikTok Live.
Wait,
no, sir, by Up Poom Pat Lam Samang, a famous Thai young actor, is the one doing it. Now, if you look, I'm going to show you a picture of this cat. And tell me if you think that the crafts that this person is able to do, you would be able to replicate it anyway.
No.
Like, they look so much more capable than
no,
me.
No, absolutely.
Look at how they dress
themselves. Absolutely beautiful.
Like, I would never be able to keep up with that person. Can like, I? They'd be like, nugget. I'm like, wait, slow down, please.
It also occurs to me, is this a full DIY? So this isn't like...
Yes. I think you are getting the components for this. It's not clear in the thing, but I think you're getting the components for this.
Well, which is the popcorn chicken. Well, I think all you're getting is the popcorn chicken.
Right.
I think they're just selling... What they're saying is, here's chicken.
Here's some chicken. Do what thou wilt.
Because here's the thing. They can't sell you a chicken... bracelet.
No.
Like, legally, they can't sell you a chicken bracelet, because you're going to chomp into that and get the wire or twine or thread.
Best
or
case
whatever.
Scenario.
That's best case scenario that is holding that ring together, and that's just a lawsuit waiting to happen. It's not even waiting. That's just going to be a lawsuit pretty much day one. There will be a class action sort of, yeah, I ate the thread.
I ate the thread.
Yeah, I ate the wire. I did eat
sorry.
It. I thought it
why
was
why would
food.
They sell it if it's not part of the thing?
KFC, our relationship historically is that I give them money and they give me food in exchange, and I eat all of it. I eat everything they give me. I know about the bucket. Like, I'm not an idiot.
And I've always been up in the air about bones, frankly, because dogs eat them, right? So yeah. I don't know, but I don't think dogs are supposed to eat them, right? So isn't that, oh.
I am easily tricked.
Another quick question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. I have, y'all, my tabs right now are a blasted land.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I'm trying so desperately to find something that I recognize. It's just Tony the Tiger and chicken bracelets all the way down.
Okay. Read that last question there, Jamie.
Okay. I ride a very distinct e-bike for transportation and fun.
Yeah.
I love my e-bike. However, there's a skate park on my usual route. There's often a group of teenagers that yell at me, just full-on scream. One of these teenagers is my girlfriend's younger brother. He definitely knows me. I haven't told my girlfriend yet, but should I tattle on him? How can I get them to stop screaming at me? That's for bothered by brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
The image of somebody just riding past a park on a bike and then just like 6 to 10 like teenagers
six to
just
10
like
year olds.
Turning just in shout. Unison like something from American Horror Story. Just
there
all of
is.
Them
well,
just
like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, just like
it's the bike,
I think your
baby.
Little
get
brother
him.
Got body snatched for sure. For sure, for sure. He's a pod person.
If the decision is let them keep screaming at me or tattle on the brother, there's a third option, which is get in that skate park and do some sick tricks on your e-bike.
You have those dum-dums are using probably skateboards and maybe bikes that do not have that electric power coursing through them, allowing you to do stunts the likes of which these children could not imagine. You can you'll go down a half pipe and be like, he's going really slow, and then you kick on the electricity. Yeah. I guess
you scream by the power of Zeus and you launch off the top
up there and do like a 900. Yes. Just like Nikola Tesla did when he invented the e-bike. And you'll shut those kids up, right? Maybe they're screaming because of how awesome your electricity-powered bicycle is. Did you think about that?
This is what I'm saying. If they're doing this consistently, I don't think it's to fuck with you. Right? They'd vary that up. If they didn't get a response the first couple times, they'd vary it up. I think this is very much like, there he is! Our hero!
Our hero, the e-biker.
Get in there, man. Show those kids what you can do. Now, don't fuck this up. I can't stress enough. If you do get in there and you eat it in front of them, that's going to be the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's their game plan, is they shout at every non-skater who hoes by thinking that they will be threatened into coming in, and then they fall on their butt, and then the children get a good laugh. But then they're done with you.
We're agreed that if this person tattles to their girlfriend on the little brother, that will be the end of the relationship as they know it, right?
With like, the little brother or with the girlfriend or both?
With the girlfriend, you can't. Like, think about the words. Like, you got to think about the words. Like, your brother has been bullying me while I tried to ride past him on my fast bike, and I slow down long enough for him to bully me, and then I leave.
What do you mean? Well, they scream at me. What do they scream? It's just noise. Okay.
Like bike guy, or like, there's the bike, or Mr.
So what do you want me to do about this? Tell your little brother not to bully me.
Please don't.
You do need to think about when you get in there and you land a sick trick, what is going to be your like motivational statement when you land it and you like come screeching up to them in like an Acura slide or something, and then you pop up and you need to say like, don't do drugs, because there are some drugs that are kind of cool. Like, you want to pop up and be like, don't fall for Ponzi schemes or whatever your thing is going to be. That
look,
these kids are like, whoa, that was amazing. And then you're like, you know, don't forget.
You tear a phone book in half.
Yeah, you pop up from an Acura slide, you tear the phone book in half, and you say, make sure to invest wisely. Right? Here's, you have a Roth IRA, right? And then you pedal.
I can set that up for you kids right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Who's got money? Which one of you kids have money? I don't know when the last time you all screamed was. It sucks. It hurts.
What, screaming?
It sucks to scream.
Well, you have to find your natural pitch, and you have to do it with
ease. Okay, but I'm
talking
about, if they scream at you the whole time that you are biking by them, next time, just stop and look at them. And then they will scream and scream and scream until I guess they stop because they get too tired. And then you just bike away.
Nah,
and they'll probably not want to do it again because they're like, there's that guy. It's your loser brother-in-law who we all hate so much because of how electric his bike is.
Yeah.
But I can't keep screaming at this dude because I have choir practice at church tomorrow.
Okay, Griffin, counterpoint. I don't want escalation from
There's
screaming.
No counterpoint.
I don't want escalation from screaming. If screaming is the worst thing they're doing, and it's just noise, and that's the worst thing they're doing.
Okay. So they're going to say, I'm tired of screaming at this dude. He did stop. Let's go hurt him. Let's take his bike. Let's use his bike to charge our vapes.
Yep.
We'll rip the battery from his bike, charge our vapes with it, blow our vape in his face.
Plug it into our iPad so we can play more Roblox while we vape.
Roblox to each other. And then you're just going to, and can I tell you the saddest part? Then you're just going to have a bike.
Yeah.
And you may as well just push that down the nearest storm drain. Give it right to Pennywise. He'll have fun with it.
You kids have a bike? Oh, I thought this was electric. This sucks ass.
How fucking
Georgie,
dope.
Do you have a Razor scooter? It takes so long for me to get around down here.
How fucking sick would a remake of It set now be when like a kid is walking in the rain and Penny's like, hello little child, and he's like, are you, what the fuck is your deal? Like,
I've got Fortnite skin certificate, you can cash these in to get Boba Fett.
No, he would not be that up to trends. He would be like, do you want a little boat? And he'd be like, I'm playing Subway Surfers. You made me lose, Pennywise. I'm going to come to... Hey, friends, what do you have in your hand? It's a cell phone. Shut up. I'm not talking to you. Friends, come help me
beat
this clown's
ass. I've got balloons down here. Fuck, balloons? I'm 12, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
The original It took...
I am balloons.
It took four kids to beat that clown's ass, and they were like 19, like 70s, 80s kids.
Yeah.
And they had a slingshot. I'm saying that like a kid could get, all these kids could get pepper spray at a nearby gas station and fuck this dude. That movie would be 4 minutes long.
Hire someone on TaskRabbit to come murder him.
And come murder his ass and rip him apart. Anyway,
that's the story with Pennywise. That's how we're going to get Pennywise, in case you all are wondering. That's
Henry,
how we're
Henry
get
saw
him.
A video, a YouTube popped up on Henry's cursed feed, and Pennywise was in it, and he's like, oh man, shit, I'm afraid of this clown now. And I didn't know how to tell him, like, and your preschool friends could massacre this clown. It would not even be close. He would open his mouth real wide and do his like silly dance. And then you would just like throw a Tide Pod in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he would just fall over and die.
Like, I've seen some pretty cursed Roblox obbies. This isn't doing shit to me, dude.
This is nothing.
Yeah.
I saw a thing where I was in a butcher's mouth for a while. I don't care about any
I don't
of this,
get it.
Man.
Thank you so much for joining us on our program. We hope you've enjoyed yourself and hope you've had a good time.
Maybe you've learned a little something.
Maybe you learned a little something about that. You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not, but maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. Trav, you got anything to tell the people?
Hell yeah, I do. We got new tickets for shows in San Jose, California, and Denver. We're doing Adventure Zone September 29th in San Jose, and My Brother and Me September 30th in San Jose. And then we're doing another My Brother and Me October 1st in Denver. Tickets for those shows are on sale now at bit.ly/McElroyTours. Now, admittedly, those tickets go on sale when we're recording this tomorrow, so we have no idea. Maybe they're already sold out. Bummer. Sorry about that. Then we have
Sorry.
And then we got November shows coming up in Washington, D.C., Detroit, and Cincinnati. You can grab those tickets at bit.ly/McElroyTours as well. Same with, mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID tests within 72 hours of event start is required for those tours. We also have Dragon Con coming up next week. We're going to update all the schedule and everything where you can find us there at bit.ly/McElroyTours, but we will see you at Dragon Con. If you haven't checked out the merch for this month, you got to go over there because we got a Garrel plushie that's so cute. And If God's Not Dead, How Do You Explain These Gains shirt that is sure to confuse your friends that don't listen to this show.
It confuses me.
Yeah. It's designed by Lucas Hespenhine, though, and it's absolutely beautiful. You got to check it out. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to the Center for Reproductive Rights. Find all of that at McElroyMerch.com. Pre-orders for Taz 11th Hour are open now. It comes out February 21st, 2023. Go to TheAdventureZoneComic.com to pre-order. And we talked about Twitch. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheTravisMcElroy. I'm hoping to partner with Tony the Tiger soon. Do a couple Five Nights at Freddy's runs with Tony the Tiger. So if you can go subscribe, that will help boost my numbers so I can go and convince Tony the Tiger to play Five Nights at Freddy's with me.
Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. She has a new album coming out September 2nd called Making It. It looks really dope. It's got some good songs on it.
And it was just her birthday, so go like get it.
Go get that album. I pre-ordered the album and shirt last night for it. It is like the wildest design ever. I can't wait. September 2nd is when that one drops. And thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. So then what do we do now is the end of it.
We've really been
maybe
struggling.
Maybe we harmonize on like closing time by the Semisonics.
Here's something I've been thinking about.
Okay.
We've said some really funny shit.
Yeah.
We've said some really funny shit so far. And I think people are going to listen to this episode and they're going to like it.
Oh,
does it feel like a little like hubris a little bit to be like, we can generate one more funny shit? Like the rest of the show, we don't sit in silence staring at each other, mm-hmm. waiting for the funny thing to just like leap out of us spontaneously. And
you're
so,
saying that it should just be like, maybe we should pivot to this is
ending.
Too hard. And if we have a bit at the end, that means
yes.
we left something in the tank.
We left something right? in the tank. And so two options, I guess, then is the first is we just like dripping sweat, just like that's it, folks. We tap out. We can't do anymore. Bye. Or if we say something like super funny during the show, we stop the show
just stop there.
Right there. And that's the end.
Just go out on a high.
Yeah. And I don't want to do that because they have to be a certain length or the advertisers get even angrier at us than they are as like a baseline level.
If you
listen
to the ads this week, it would be hard for you to imagine, but yeah, it's true.
It's true.
Maybe we should end with like just an inspirational quote. It's not funny.
Okay.
Right? It's just like an uplifting, something to think about as we head out. So yeah. Griffin, why don't you give us an inspirational quote?
Sure. Tear it up. Get out there and tear it up. Find something beautiful and destroy it.
This is great. I love this. This is good.
Then why didn't you end the fucking show, Justin?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Tear down the bourgeoisie. What is I don't know what that word means.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Is bourgeoisie good or bad?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.